grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today, the 24th Sunday after Pentecost, is our gospel lesson, Matthew chapter 25, beginning at the first verse. Dear brothers and sisters of the faith, do you remember the words of the old song? Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, 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 keep me burning till the break of day. Anybody hear that one before? It's an old kid's song. Keep me burning till the break of day, give me oil in my lamp. Basically, right there you have today's sermon. But do not overlook this one fact. 2 Peter chapter 3. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Do not overlook this one fact. You might overlook a bunch of other facts, but do not overlook this one fact, and that is that the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise. Now, having heard those words, we would expect the next words to be, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, so then you be patient with God. Be patient with the Lord. Instead, it says, the Lord is being patient with you. The Lord is being patient with you so that you don't perish, so that you reach repentance, so that you come to know your own sin, but you also come to know your Savior who takes away your sin. The Lord is being patient with you. And in that patience, he gives us a parable for today. The parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. And that parable, in short, is about reaching repentance, knowing your sin, knowing your Savior. But before we get there, the parable is about delay and oil. Delay and lamp oil. Delay. The bridegroom in the parable was delayed. Now we say, why? It doesn't tell us why. They don't know why. Nobody can figure out why. We don't know why he's delayed, but he is delayed. And you may want to remember in your own life, how often does the Lord tell you up front, right before things happen, why? How often does he do that? Why I'm going to do this? Why I'm delaying and do this? In doing this, I have never once had that happen for me. Never once has the Lord said, okay, the next 6 months, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is why. You writing this down? This is what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen, and here's why. I have never had the good Lord do that for me. Because the ways of the Lord, if you see him at all, are for the most of us seen in hindsight. We see them looking back. Until that time, the scripture says, we walk by what? Faith, and not by sight. Assuming that it is faith. Because it can be other things. There are many things that look like faith, that look like the trust of the heart, and they're not faith at all. We might call them empty lamps, to use the parable for today. Lamps that are empty. On the outside, they look beautiful, and they're all polished up, and they may be very ornate and very artistic, and they look like they're going to do a good job on the outside, but on the inside, there's no oil, and so they don't stay lit. They don't stay lit if the Lord delays in his work in your life. Or they don't stay lit if things turn out contrary to your hope and contrary to your expectation. Some examples. Let's start with an easy one. Maybe you are found among God's people, whether this church or another church, because you like the music. You're a traditionalist. You like the old music, and those words are so solid and so heavy and so well thought out and so weighty. Or you like the newer stuff, and it's bouncy, and it makes you tap your foot. Whatever the case, it brings a lump to your throat and tears to your eyes. But if the Lord delays and things work out contrary to your hope and your expectation, do your eyes dry and does your heart get chilly and cold? And maybe you find that you were just holding an empty lamp. Another example. Maybe you're found among God's people today, or others found among God's people because this is where your friends are, or this is where there are people who share your political views. And you know how churches are. Some churches can be liberal churches. Some churches can be conservative churches. But if in your life the Lord delays and things turn out contrary to your hopes and your expectations, and your friends that you look forward to seeing pass away, and there's not the same people to sit with for coffee anymore, and the old conversations lose their interest, do you find all of a sudden that maybe you were holding an empty lamp? That's all you had. Or maybe you're found among God's people because there in His house you find stimulation for your mind and for your curiosity. I mean, there's nothing like the Bible to be a source of verses to memorize or doctrines to debate and to discuss. I can remember years back in seminary studying to be a pastor, and we would gather around the lunch table, all of us students, and we would love to debate obscure doctrines and teachings, the genus idiomaticum, the genus maiestaticum, the genus apotelis modicum, all having to do with the relationship of the two natures, the divine and human in Christ. And we would debate, and it was so exciting. It was more heat than light, but it was exciting. But what happens if in your life the Lord delays and in your life the Lord or events act contrary to your hopes or your expectations? What happens to all those obscure teachings and interesting facts? Do you find all of a sudden that you're left holding an empty lamp and it doesn't stay lit? Well, maybe you're found among God's people because your life has rolled along so smoothly. It's been blessed by God. You've been touched, or everything you touch, like Job, turns to gold. But what happens if the Lord delays or things turn out contrary to your hopes and your expectations, like with Job? All of the success and all of the respect and all the status that he has comes falling to the ground. Do you find that all along, maybe you've been holding an empty lamp, that you haven't even gotten beyond the first commandment, you shall have what? No other gods. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. You find yourself like Job. Although, was Job left holding an empty lamp? Was he left holding an empty lamp? You look at him and what happened? Well, he was rich, but that didn't last because then he became poor. But that didn't last because then he became rich again. But that didn't last because then he left this life and whatever riches are in this life and he went to be with the Lord Jesus where the streets are paved with gold. Up and down and up and down and up and down. But one constant in all of it, the man had a lamp that was filled. What did he say when his wife told him to curse God? What did he say? He said, and you know the words, the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What's the constant? What's the oil in the lamp? You've got the good Lord. You have the Lord Jesus. You know your sin. You know your Savior. And in those two things, you reach repentance. Knowing your sin, but trusting in your Savior. This is eternal life, Gospel of John, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And so what do you sing? Give me oil in my lamp. That's what I want. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Some years back, after my father retired, I inherited some of his old books. He was a college professor. He taught philosophy. And so I inherited a bunch of his old philosophical books. And I said to myself, you know what? I think I'll take a turn at reading them. And so I started reading Epicurus and Lucretius, De Rerum Naturae, concerning the nature of things or how things work, Marcus Aurelius and his Meditations, Epictetus, Stoic philosopher. I read those things because St. Paul, when he went up on Mars Hill and he talked to the Athenians, he was debated with by Stoic and Epicurean philosophers. So I thought to myself, why don't I read it? And you know, when I read it, what did I find? It was brain candy. It was brain candy. It was articulate, insightful. They plumbed the depth of the human condition in fine language. And I will say to you, such things do have value. They teach you how to think. They teach you how to look at questions from different angles. But what if the Lord delays? What if trouble comes into the picture? What if there's sin? What if there's sickness? And in such situations, I found that all those fine words crumbled and fled the battlefield. I think it was Shakespeare who said, never was there a philosopher who could bear the toothache. All the fine words fell to pieces. No shelter from the storm, no foundation to build on. The brain candy turns out to be empty calories. And St. Paul, interestingly enough, found the same thing in his life. Philippians chapter 3, he says, whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Give me oil in my lamp. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things. I count them to be rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. Give me oil in my lamp. I want to be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from keeping the rule book, but that which is through faith in Christ. Give me oil in my lamp. The righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, that I may share in his sufferings, become like him in his death. Give me oil in my lamp, and that by any means possible, I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me my Lord Jesus. There you have a man talking who knows what it means to reach repentance. He knows what he is, but he also knows who the Lord is. He knows what the Lord did for him. Oil in the lamp until the coming of the bridegroom to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ on the last day. And not only that, oil in your lamp for all of the other things, the smaller things, the day-to-day life when you have the delays and the waitings and things that seem to sidestep the path that they should go on. And where is the Lord and why is the Lord doing these things? You know what? No. I have faith in my Lord Jesus. I trust in my Lord Jesus. I have oil in my lamp. It's what I prayed for. I said, Lord, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.